begin Perikshmin, the eighth chapter, the Rambam says, Metam Mishkan Moshim, those things which contaminate through when lays on, when sits on, which in this Perik, the Rambam discusses a subcategory of one of the tumas of Zav, that known as Hesed, that which it causes to move. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding the Hesed of a Zav on that which is Tahar. So Kvar Biyan B'Tchil Sev, as I already explained in the beginning of this Sefer in the Halachas of Tumas Mes, in Perik Av Halacha Vav, which is the Sefer of Tahara, Shem Hesed Ha'odim Es HaTumah. If a person causes something to that tuma, shimetamba b'masa, he causes it to move, which is something that contaminates when it's carried, nitmum b'shem naisa, then he becomes tummy for having carried it, even though it didn't really carry it, just caused it to move. Aval mesita tuma sa adam, but in the contrast, if let's say the tuma thing causes the person to move, then loy nitma, then it does not become tummy, and this is by all tumas, except for what the Ram says in the next halacha, which is leading up to that which we're discussing here regarding the zav. We don't have, regarding all the primary categories of tumah, that it should be tumah. That if it causes the pure person to move, or the pure vessel to move, that the tumah is and that it should contaminate them, as we just said in the previous halacha. If he causes it to move, yeah, he could become tummy. That's a subcategory of masa. But when it causes him to move, no. Except for the zav, or those like him, which we're discussing over here in these halachas, the zav, nida, yeledis. Now, and this is the extra level of tumah regarding the zav. That we don't find anything like that in the whole Torah. Where if the zav caused the Torah person to move, and they're going to be tameh. So Ram illustrates it. Let's say you have a beam that's hanging on the top of a wall. Then you have Torah person or Torah vessels. Even the earthenware vessel, where the chidshon that is that earthenware vessel. That we're including that the inside will also move from its place, which is the halacha of hesed, even though it's only the external is touching it, but ultimately the inside is also considered being moved. If let's say that's on ketzas on one end of the beam, the heiner azav is a ketzas sheni, then the zav causes he pushes down on the other side of the beam. Hoilven this nada nu machmas azav, since they move because of the zav, it's as if he touched them with tamei, and they're going to be tummy. And that's the Rishon L'Tumma Din Torah, and they're going to have a biblical halacha as a Rishon L'Tumma. You don't have to say, Shem Nasa Hazav Esa Adam Esa Kelim, that if let's say the Zav carried the person of the vessels, Shetimam, where then he's directly carrying them, then for sure he's going to make them tummy. Now, V'echad Zav, V'zav, Nida, B'yiledz, V'chod, Ram Eilu. Now, this halacha is not only for a Zav, it's also for Zav, and a Nida, and Eiledz. So, Hino Matzah, she learned, Sha Adam Atar, Shehisar as a Zav. If the tar person caused the Zav to move, so Nitmam Shem Nasi Zav, which that's the general halacha throughout all things that are tummy. Then the person would become tummy carrying the zav. But the unique halacha over here is v'hazav shehisav hasatar. If the zav caused the Torah person to move, ben odem mekilim, the person with the vessels, afilu klicharis, even the earthenware vessels, tameim, they're going to be tummy, nei shehanodas hazav lachem, because when the zav caused other things to move, to shake, ki'ilu nagamim, it's as if he touched them, and therefore transmitting the tumah one step to that person. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the stringency of this hesed of the zav, but its limitations also. So chemi behesed hazav mimagoy. You have a certain stringency of this halach of hesed, which is zav causing something to move, that's more stringent than what he touches. She'im noga b'kli cheres ha'mukav tzamed pasul, because although we're saying that moving is like touching, it can still be more stringent in the case of he touches an earthenware vessel that's mukav tzamed pasul, surrounded with a tightly fastened seal. Which for touching, tar can be tar because the earthenware vessel only contaminates from the inside and interior and it's tightly fastened. But the mesita, because to move, timo is going to make a tummy. Because it's causing the inside actually as if he's touching it, because he's touching the inside by causing that to move also. So to, let's say I have an earthenware vessel that's hollow in the inside like a ball. And they didn't make an opening for it yet. It's like they had by these, out in the villages, these types of pans, which it's like a doubled over pan. And that's how it's made. It's made like a ball that's hollow from the clay. And after they would burn, they would cut in half and they would separate into two pans. Here we're talking about before it was separated and therefore it's not open to the airspace yet. So in Masit Mazav, if the Zav caused it to move, to me, they're going to be tummy. Even though they'd be tar in the oil mess, Sharihim Kaklicharis Hamukav Tzamid Pasal, because it's like an earthenware vessel that's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal. It's not less than that. It doesn't have any opening at all. Shapiskasasim, where its opening is closed, even though with Nab Tumazil, it has Tumazes. And the Chemacha Choice of Balu B'Tochei, let's say you have a needle that was absorbed inside a piece of wood. It's stuck inside the piece of wood. Or the Tabasa Balu B'Tochei Levin, or you have a ring that's absorbed inside a brick. And so although you can't have tumas of maga, it's not going to have a tumma in the oil, but the hesed azav is etzal abayna, but the zav now caused the wood or the brick to move, all the vessels that absorb inside will become tummy. Anything something like that, that's a stringency that has hesed over that of maga. Zav shechnes yodoy or dagloy la'avik klicheres. If a zav sticks his hand or his foot into the ear space of an earthenware vessel, since ultimately he did not touch it from the inside, and below he needed didn't cause it to move, because the nida or things like that do not contaminate by the limbs. So since you don't have touching and neither did they cause it to move, so then therefore there's no tum over here. Halacha hey, zav shayikana ochas b'teich kumta. Let's say there was a zav, that there was a stick, a reed, a rod that was grabbed a hold inside the folds in the flesh of the zav's body, which is not exposed to the ear space. And he caused to move by sticking out the end of the stick, by pushing other makli, a person or a vessel. I didn't tell him those things are going to be tar. Why? Because remember the pasuk says, anything that the zav is going to touch, the yod b'lishad of a mayim in his hand, he didn't wash in water. What does that have to do with that? So from tradition, they taught, this pasuk is actually talking about that which the zav causes to move. We didn't touch the tar item, it just caused it to move through the medium of something else. And it's using the wording of touching, yiga. Let me tell you, just like touching with one's hands, those things which are similar to one's hands, meaning mishar guf agolav and the rest of a person's body which is uncovered. That's eitzel hanegia by touching, because to touch obviously has to be something that's revealed, so you can touch something else. Afaseta, so to that which when it's causing something to move, until it causes that to move with that which is revealed from his body. Not if he's causing it to move by something that's a hidden part of his body. So when it's under the folds of his skin, which is hidden, would not contaminate through the tum of hesed. Let's say the other way around. Let's say the rod was actually in the folds of the tar person's body. The hesed by zav, and he pushes the zav with that, tummy is going to become tummy. Because this is a different halacha. Because when someone causes a tummy thing to move, that's kenosei, it's like carrying the tummy item. Oh, so that's not hesed azav. This is a generic halacha that any time a tar person carries that of that which is tummy. Just like when one carries in the hidden parts of his body, tummy becomes tummy kamishiban, but like we explained in the beginning of this sefer of Tahara in Perik Alf and Hilchas Tumas Mes Halacha Ches. So to that, when he causes to move by the concealed parts of his body, he's going to become tummy. Halacha Vav continues regarding this halacha of hesed by causing something to move. Let's say the zav is on one part of a scale. Uklia also the mishka b'lemerkav, and you have a vessel that's meant for laying or riding on, so it could have the tumah of mishkav. But kafshni kenegede is on the other side of the scale. If kara hazav, if the zav is weighing down the scale, saharim kekim shenogabehem. So these vessels are like vessels that touched the zav, not like that which he's laying on or sitting on, because they're actually above the zav. So, but it's like what he touched, shari sitim, because he's causing it to move, which we said causing to move is like that of touching, which is a certain stringency that we have by lachas of zav. Now, karu heimav, let's say they outweigh, and they're tilting down the scale, and he's on top, oh, the tamei mishum mishkav, then those items are tamei for that which is laying on, but now they actually become an avatama, sharei naso hazav, because they're carrying the zav, a kilo malim, it's as if he's standing on them. Now, let's say in the other side of the scale was not bedding or things that have mishkav mishkav, rather shaharkim, other vessels that are not meant to be laid on, oh, yocholin, or mashkin, or other more food items, or beverages, or a person, then whether they're weighing him out or whether he's weighing them out, it doesn't make a difference. Kulam rishon l'tumah, they're all going to be a rishon l'tumah, because that would be have the halacha of either hesed or madaf, which either they're alyoinu shel zav, or then the zav is causing them to move. But be that as it may, wouldn't have that unique halacha of avatumah of mishka v'mishav that's only for vessels that are designated for laying and sitting, but they will have this halacha of a rishon l'tumah, whether it's hesed or madav, whichever one is weighing out, whichever the other one is. Halacha zayin. Now, many different cases of hazav atar. Regarding, you have a zav and a tar person. Sheyashva ala safsal oy ala neser. That they're sitting on a bench or on a board. So, bizman sheh machgir. If it's like a seesaw, which is shaking like a lame person, that's a chigar, it's like he can't stand straight. Oy, or another case, sha'ala bi'ilan shekoychara. Let's say they went on a tree that is very weak. And the b'hu ilan, and what type of tree is that? She'im ba'avi yakarta, that doesn't have in the thickness of the trunk, k'de locha greva kav, that you could carve out and make a quarter of a kav, not even that wide. Oy, sha'ala b'seicha shekoychara, they went up on a tent, a hut, that is also very weak. but that if it would be concealed, he could push it and tell us what it would move. Or let's say they went on an Egyptian ladder, which is not held down with nails, and it's not such a big ladder. Or they went on a ramp, on a beam, when it's not connected with mortar, with cement. So these things shake. So he's a tummy, then the person's going to become tummy. Because they shake from them. It's as if the Zav pushed through the weight, through the pushing, the tar person that's with him. In other words, even if the Zav is the one that's pushing more, and therefore then the side of the tar is moving that which he's on, he will also be tummy because of Hesed. Now for sure, if let's say the tar person is pushing more, then his garments are even going to become avatama, like Medrash Zav, like we said in Lach Avav. But be that as it may, either one is pushing the other one, and therefore he's going to be tummy. Now, let's say he's sitting on a large ship, which cannot be moved by a person pushing, or let's say on a bench or a board, when it doesn't shake like a seesaw. They went on a tree or a hut that is very strong. An Egyptian ladder that, but it's nailed down. Or with a ramp or a beam or a door, which is attached with cement. Now, full even going on the same side, there's a tithing to be tar because no one's causing anyone to move by going on this item. Halacha ches, regarding the continuing this idea of the two of them causing something to move. So let's say you have zavatar, you have the zav who's tamei and the tar person. That if the two of them at the same time were megivenes adelas, we're trying to close the door, or a person will open the door, here's a tar, then he's going to remain tar. And the reason for that is because it's a very easy thing to do, and neither one is really hanging on the other one's weight. But let's say one was trying to close, another one was trying to open, then nitma, then the tar person becomes tame, because since they're pulling in different directions, they're like hanging one on the other. Let's say one's lifting one out from the pit. So im hatame helas atar, if the tummy person is lifting out the tar person from the pit, so tamo, he has contaminated the tar person, nishesitoi, because he has caused the tar person to move. It's lifting him out. The matar helas atame, if the tar person is lifting out the tummy person, then nitma b'masoi, then becomes tummy because he's carrying the tummy person. Kamashran, like we explained, either one, different types of tummas, but either way he's going to become tummy. Halacha tes, again, zavatar. You have a zav person and a tar person. If they were going ahead and they were spinning rope. So if this guy was pulling one direction, this guy was pulling another direction as they're making the ropes, so nitma, so then becomes tummy, and his garments actually have the tum of medrash, because the tummy person is like leaning on the tar person, he's pulling him. Now, let's say they were weaving, whether they were standing, whether they're sitting, or they're grinding, or they're unloading from a donkey, or they're loading the donkey, so it depends. But if the load is heavy, there's a tummy, so then each one is supporting the other one, so it's carrying him. But if the load was light, then tar is going to be tar, because neither one is really leaning on the other one. So you don't have the halacha of the masa or the hesed. Halacha yod, tar, shoy makas azav. Let's say you have a tar person that was beating the zav. So he's a tar. So he's going to be tar, in other words, from Tumas Medrash, but he himself and his garments are going to be reaching the Tumas because of Masa. Now, but Bezav Shek is a tar, if the Zav is beating the tar, Timo, he makes him Tame. Why? Because Shem Yimashak, if the tar person would pull back, Tame Neifel, the Tame person would fall, because as beating him, it's as if that as if he was leaning on him, on the tar person who is getting beaten. Now, when the tar person beats the tummy person, so the tar person is leaning on the tummy, so that's like that's different. But here, when he's the tummy person would fall, it's as if he's leaning on him. So ilfikach av beidat tar tamein. So therefore, even the garments of the tar person are going to be tummy because of the fact that he's supporting the tummy person who's beating him. Halacha yidav zav shenisa miktasi al atar. If you have a zav that some of him is being carried on the tar. So this is in contrast to halacha that we had said in Perek Zayin, halacha Gimel, that the Mishkam and Meshav are only mitami when you have the majority of the person. Here it's not like that. If a zav is being carried part of him on the tar, or the tar person is being carried part of him on the zav, nitma, he does become tami. Ketzet, how so? It's boishal zav. If you have just a finger of the zav, shenichal malam and atar that's placed on top of the tar. Or a tar shenich, it's boishal malam and zav, or a tar person puts his finger above from the zav. Even if you have between them a stone or a beam or things like that, but he's a tummy, ultimately, he is going to have the tumma of Evan Mesama, which has the same halacha of, you know, him causing him to carry him, whichever one is going to have those tummas. And even that which is connected to the zav, which is carried by the tar person, or let's say that which connected to the tar person, which is carried by the zav, it's going to have the same halacha of tumah. It's like as if each one of them carried the whole essence of the other one. And the Elohim Achibun, what's considered connected to the person that has halacha like the person himself? They're not the primary person, but they're the secondary. They're connected. Hashanayim, the teeth. Hatzipanayim, the fingernails. Vaseishlam, and they're here because these are things that could be taken off from the person and not the essential person. But when they're connected, it's like Chibur and has the halacha like the person himself. But says the Ramvi, Rauli, the person Misha Tumas in the brain, that this tumah is rabbinic, because it's not the halacha of the essential person, but it still will have the halacha of being matam of the other person.